The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Well done! Well done! Well done! Well done. Nice. 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 Let's bring in Kevin Meyer from Meyer Cork and Bottle. Thirsty Thursdays, kind sir.
Fellas, what's going on?
What's happening?
I love this place. In fact.
And it loves you. You walked in and you had people here waiting for you.
Yeah, I did recognize a couple of faces, which is a blessing and a curse of being a lifelong Lincolnite. You know, but
everybody knows you.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those that going out to dinner is sometimes an exercise in futility because, you know, I don't want to be rude. I want to recognize the people that I recognize and say hello. But if I did that, then I'd be ignoring my wife most of the time. And, you know, that doesn't fly. So,
no.
But I'm happy to be here. In fact, we're having dinner here Saturday night. My wife is one of four kids, and we have an annual tradition that we – all of us and our spouses get together and do a big dinner, like do it upright. And so we're coming here on Saturday to do our sibling dinner, and it's going to be a four-figure dinner tab.
Wow.
So,
well, if you see
looking forward to
if
that.
You see a large black dude lingering, it is not Jay Foreman. He's just hanging out in the neighborhood, just hoping, you know.
DP, you would be one of the few that I would say, "Hey, grab a chair, come on."
Scraps, sir. Whatever the leftovers are, you don't mind.
It was funny because you know, I was giving you the business a little bit because I used to say, you know, the thing I loved about the ticket is that I could get a solid 20, 25 minutes of content before they went to commercials. And props to you, you're getting a lot more sponsorships and commercials and things like that. And I thought, well, hey, I can get on the show early and then bounce and get home early. And then you and Jake sat here for a solid 20, 25 minutes of full straight content, no commercials, and I couldn't steal my spot early. So, but that's all right. Here we are, and I'm happy to be here.
Greatly appreciated that you were here. Thanks for making the journey out here. What did you bring?
Okay, so this is kind of fun. Now, if you listened last week, you'll know that DP was not having the beer.
Correct.
Not having the beer at all.
Correct.
It was a barrel-aged stout from Goose Island Brewing. And it's what they call their Bourbon County. And it's a stout that is, you know, about 13% alcohol that's been sitting in bourbon barrels for a year. And it's a strong, like, if having a regular beer is like, I don't know, drinking water, that's like drinking espresso. I mean, It's just like, it looks like motor oil in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I wanted to do, because part of my MO in doing all of this is exposing you to some things that you wouldn't normally expose yourself to, and therefore exposing the listeners to things that they wouldn't normally expose themselves to. So this is from our good friends right here at Zipline Brewing right here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska, and it's called what?
What?
It's called what?
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 Rick, you said what? Like you've been hanging around the brothers for a little while. That's all I'm going to say to you. You just hit that what right on the money.
All right. Well, I'm about as white as they get.
But what?
It's a white stout.
Yeah. Ironically.
Apparently so.
And essentially what makes a stout is that they take the malts and they roast them. And they get the malts really, really dark. And that's what makes the beer dark. And it also infuses chemical compounds into the beer that give you nuances of things like coffee and chocolate and cocoa. And so what they do with this beer, they essentially make a regular, I would call it like an ale, and they infuse it with the stout-like flavors without actually roasting the malt. So they infuse it with coffee, cocoa nibs, and vanilla bean to give it a stout flavor, only not the stout color. And so it's meant to trick you a little bit and make you go, what? We need to take a drink.
I don't think it's going to trick me. I think I'm going to so invest in this that I'm just going to chug it. That's how much trust and faith I have.
Close your eyes and take a sip and tell me what color you think this beer is.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Brown, dark brown.
Now look at it and
dark brown.
It's more of kind of an amber color. It doesn't look like a stout at all.
Here's the thing: I would still chug it.
Yeah,
that's a good beer.
It's a great beer.
That's a really good beer.
And you can taste, especially the cocoa nibs for me are coming through the most. But a little bit of the vanilla, not so much the coffee, but just enough to give it a little bit of that roasty flavor like a stout gets. But it's amber in color. It's not heavy, and just super delicious.
This is the M&M of beer. not the M&M the candy. M&M the wrapper.
Marshall Mathers.
Right. It's the white stout that tastes chocolatey.
I like it. They should just call this the M&M of beer.
Right. Like what?
So it's, you know, it's literally sort of meant to sort of, because a lot of times what we do, we taste with our eyes. We look at something and think it's going to taste a certain way. And, you know, sometimes you get tricked. So have you ever like taken a, like you thought was an iced tea, but it ended up being a Coke or a Diet Pepsi or something like that. And you about like do a spit take because like what you thought and what you tasted were not the same. Well, this kind of does that on purpose, but it's delicious and it's compelling, and you can definitely taste that little bit of coffee. I most importantly, or at least prominently, am tasting those cocoa nibs. Oh, I trapped the fly underneath the beer can. And it,
nicely done. Now, I just saw that.
Now it got out. I lifted up the beer can. I forgot I trapped the fly under there.
No, this is a gift beer. This is for your best friend. Go get him a case of this. He will be in forever good faith. Like you'll be in his good graces.
It's coming in at 7%, so it's not light by any stretch.
No.
wrong pipe.
I was going to say something. The woman walked through here like, they're drinking. Like she gave us the look like, I can't believe they're drinking right here.
Cheers.
Like, yeah, raise your glass, lady. Come on.
So it's called.
No, this is really good.
It's
this
called
is,
what? And it's from Zipline, and it's made right here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska.
A large thumbs up on that one.
Yeah.
Well done.
Here with the can.
What?
Whoop.
Yeah, no, that's the one that, like, for friends and family, I get a case of that and put a bow on it, and they'll be happy.
That would be a great holiday sipper around, yeah. you know, opening presents. Let's have some beers.
Yes.
Something like that would be outstanding.
Yes.
So what we are going to taste now is called Cune, and it is a Spanish Rioja. And Rioja essentially is to Spain what Tuscany would be to Italy. It's their flagship wine-producing region. And generally speaking, the primary grape or most prolific grape in Rioja is a grape called Tempranillo. And the name of the grape Tempranillo is based on the Spanish word temprano, which means early, because it's an early ripening grape. And overall, the wines are sort of medium-bodied. But the thing I love about them the most is that you get this like paprika, cumin-y spice on the back end. So it pairs really nicely with that style of food. So if you did like a, you know, a Spanish paella.
The pepper.
Yeah. Or even like fajitas. Like, you know, like sauteed vegetables with spices and chicken or beef or whatever
it is.
This is
the pepper. It's all in the pepper.
And that's sort of the underlying characteristic of your Spanish reds, in particular Rioja, that makes them so compelling. And this is brand new to the store, $20,
wow.
Dynamite stuff.
It's underpriced.
Well, you could say that, but I like to say it's a good value.
My goodness gracious. No. Meaning, that's really good. Like, if for the taste of it, sometimes you equate the taste before you buy it, and you go,
right.
Okay, this is the value of what it would taste like. But after tasting it and saying, if I bought a bottle of this for $20, I feel like I cheated.
That's the great thing about the Spanish reds.
I feel like I cheated.
They give you a, you know, a high quality to price ratio, what we call value, a ton of bang for your buck. And we have, you know, 30 options that are all under $30. And many of them drink like they're $50, $60, $70 wines. These are $20. And this is one of the better Spanish wines, even that being said, that I've had here lately. It just is elegant, and you get the fruit up front, and you get that smoky spice on the back end. Really, really happy with this. It just came in the store today, and I thought, hey, I'm going to take it on the air and try it. And Happer will tell you, of all the wines that I bring in, he usually likes the Spanish reds the best.
I can see why.
The show. Yeah.
I can see it. Like, of all the ones that you brought in, this is probably number two. All time.
Was the Triana number
Triana
one?
Was number one. Yep. This is number two.
Cool.
And a high number two.
The great thing,
like,
I
there's
also
space
like,
between this and everything else.
Yeah. It, to me, tastes like a wine that you could do anything with. You could do this with salmon. You could do this with Mexican. You could do this with a, you know, a good hunk of Piedmontese beef off the grill. It's like you couldn't make a mistake with it. You could even do this with
vegetarian. This is a business wine dressed as a party wine. Like, it really, like, this
I
is,
love your analogies, man.
No, no, I mean, this one, I mean, for what you would think, this is amongst business meetings and the type of people that would be there, this is ideal in the flavor that you want in the space. And then if you extended this because it's a great deal, you could stick with this wine. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to change what you're doing. This thing's going to travel with you. This is good.
Straight from the boardroom to the bedroom, baby.
This is good. That's different. What kind of meetings you going to, Kevin?
Well, you know, hey, you said
what
that
kind
takes
of
us into a party. That's what I'm talking about.
I meant, like, you know, hey, we played golf and we're just going to stay at the 19th hole for a while. You, what kind of meetings you going to?
Hey, well, you know,
I got to hang out with you.
26 years worth of marriage.
Oh, you know,
got to keep it fresh.
That's really good. That's really good. Bravo.
So, again, that's called Cune, and it is a Rioja from Spain, and 2017, primary grape is a grape called Tempranillo, and would go well with everything.
I think that's fair and reasonable. All of that, again, you could probably get, if you charge me $29 for that, I'm not mad.
Good.
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe
just,
I'll add that to your 12 wines of
yes,
Christmas.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
And I'll charge you $29 for it.
Yeah.
Nah.
I need the marketer's rate. I need the marketer's rate.
So are we doing that this week?
We are doing it this week.
All right. So I will call you tomorrow, or I'll just text you. And
let's get it.
And I'll get it ready for you.
Let's get it. Much appreciated. So what are the folks getting at the store?
Well, I tell you what. We just had a massive truck show up today. getting the shelves stocked and ready. I mean, I thought they were stocked and ready, but now they're really stocked and ready for the holiday season. Tons and tons of great wines, tons and tons of great new beers. Got some new beers from Colorado, one called Four Noses, a brewery out of near the Boulder area. And then also got some Weldworks this week, which is a super popular beer that everyone loves, including their flagship beer that is called Juicy Bits. And so we got in some Juicy Bits. So if you'd like some, cruise on down to the shop, and we'll have some there for you.
Looking forward to a concert. And again, the 12 Days of Winemas. Let's get it done.
I'll text you tomorrow.
Good stuff. That's Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle. Thirsty Thursdays, my goodness gracious. He's two for two again. This dude's he's back on a hitting streak. We'll throw it to break. Call now, 424-645-6685. Nick Trivia, he's got something for you. Call in, get your voice in, let it be heard. He'll ask you a question. If you win it, you'll win $15 from Upside Bar and Lounge. Do that next on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.